We begin the current daf of Masechet Eivin, daf Ayin Beis. We begin three lines up in the bottom of the Amud and Aleph from the Beis, where the Gemara continues to the seam of the previous daf. That is, we had a machlekes between Rami and Rabbanan, if we're soymich on shittiv b'makom eir. That is, there's batim, and the way the structure of their cities, the way it was homes that were open into the chatzar. The chatzeris, the different courtyards, were open into the different into the mavoi. That is, many courtyards joined into one courtyard, into one alleyway, and those mavois were joined into the rishos harabim. That is the structure of their city. So if, let's say, someone could carry in his own home, and he wants to carry in this chatzar. So all the courtyards, all the homes have to join together to make this courtyard into one rishos hayachad. Then the courtyards that all open into this one mavoi, this one alleyway, they can also join together to create that larger area into one area. Let's say the people in their homes in the one courtyard did not join together, did not make an area. However, those courtyards all joined together to consider their mother, their alleyway, as one large area. So the question, the machlekes was, regarding if, let's say, you didn't do the smaller joint together of the Reuven Chatzeres, but your chatzer joined with all the other chatzeres in the Shetuf and Mavois, does that joint venture, which makes that whole large area as one, definitely include in that the smaller joint contribution of the batim of the houses into their chatzas? Although they didn't do that, but since they're joined together in this larger umbrella of being one area, would that include that? That was a machlekes we had in the previous daf. Our Gemara continues on that machlekes, and there's a machlekes regarding that machlekes in interpreting that. As the Gemara says, Pliki bar Rabbi Nachumi v'Rabba. Chadama one says, B'pas to kuliyam eloi pliki. That regarding if the shituf mevayis was done with bread, that is, there's different things that can be used to join together the other many chatzeres into one considered as one area in this larger mavoi. No one argues the b'chadasagi that there it will be enough with one, and the reason is because bread is fit to be used both as a ruv chatzeres and a shituf mevayis. And therefore, both opinions, the Ramei and the Rabban, would agree that you would be soymich on shittuf b'makom eir. So although that only a shittuf mevayis was done, you didn't join your houses together in your own chatzar, but since the item that was used was bread, which is valid as a ruv chatzeris, which can only be used with bread, and although shittuf mevayis has other things that could be used, but if bread was used, so then there this mandamer says that everybody would agree that it would be enough with this one bread that was used for the shittuf mevayis. It would include the ruv chatzeris. The whole machloikis was if the shituf mevayis, when what all the other chatzeres joined together in this one alleyway, was used with wine. And that is the contrary of Meir. He says, we're not going to rely on that shituf mevayis that it should work for the ruv chatzeres. And the reason is very simply because a ruv chatzeres cannot be made with wine. And therefore, although that you made a shittuf mevayis, it's not going to help the Reuven Chatzeres. Because Rabban, they say that it is mutter. And the reason why it's mutter is that although that wine doesn't help by the chatzer, but there's something called a migui, that since it's fit for what it's being used for, which is the shittuf, so then we rely on it regarding the chatzer, because they do agree to the principle that you are soymich on shittuf b'makom eir. But both of them agree that you would rely on the mavoi regarding what was done for the Reuven Chatzeres, which is always used with bread. So if bread is used, that's always going to be good. It could be used from one to the other because it's the same item. So if you made either shittuf mevayis or only Reuven Chatzeres, but if it's used with bread, this Amora says that everybody would agree that will work. The Homachlikus was if it's being used with wine. Now wine, although conceptually both agree that if you're doing one or the other, it should be worked, but the reason why it's not going to work according to a mayor is because the item that was used for the shittuf mevayis is wine. Now wine can't work for the Reuven Chatzeres. So though that they could be interchanged, but it's not a valid item. But the Rabban said that no, the migui, that since we say that you could use one for the other, make either Iruv or Shituv, and it's going to work, that's only that is even going to be even in wine, because since it works for the Shituv, so that will work even for the Reuven Chatzeres, and although you can't work directly for that, but it's included in the process that's used for the Shituv Mevayis. That's one Amor. We continue at the top of Ayin Beis Manav. V'chatam, the other Amor says, Beyayin the kuleamaloi pligi to be entirety. No, that regarding wine, nobody argues that you need to have two. That even the Rabbanon agree that you're not going to rely on the sheet of mevayis that was done with wine for the chatzah, because you do not say this principle of migui. You can't say that it's going to work, because even if you would say that it's going to work, on some level it's going to, as if you made the wine by the Reuven Chatzeres. Now that wine does not work by Reuven Chatzeres, you need to have bread. Ki pligi bepas. This Amari says that the whole machlokes was by bread, and they argue both regarding shittuv and regarding eiruv, that according to Meir, he says that you do not rely on one in the place of the other. That is, if you made eiruv chatzeis or shittuv mevayis, one and not the other, that will not help for the other. That is, even by bread, and this Amari says, Ramea would argue and say that it's not going to work, because, again, each one is an individual process, and by doing one, it doesn't help with the other. And this Gemara asks, Meisvei, we learned in the Braisa, V'chacham ma'am necham say, Oy ma'arvin, oy mishtatvin. This is the opinion of the Chacham who argued in Reb Meir, which we had quoted on the previous daf, that Reb Meir says, no, ain't some kind of shitif makam erev. By doing the shitif, that's not going to help with the erev. Now the Chacham's opinion is, no, you could do either one or the other. Now the Gemara explains, now my lav, and this is a question according to the one that says that they don't argue by wine, that there everybody agrees that you're going to have to do two of them. You're going to have to do the Erev and the Shituf, because as we said, that opinion holds that doing Shituf with wine is not going to help by the Erev, because Erev Chatzeris does not work with wine. Now, doesn't it make sense in the interpretation of the Chum, the opinion is, what does it mean, Oy ma'arvin oy mishtatvin? It means Oy ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pas, that is, you can either do one or the other. Either do an Erev Chatzeris with bread, which is it's only valid with bread, Oy mishtatvin b'mav b'yayin. What does it mean, or you could do shituv? That is, you join together all the Chatzeris and the mav with wine, because that is one of the items that works by shituv mavayis, and therefore you see that the Chum's opinion is that it would work even by wine, that you would not have to do both. That seems a contradiction according to the opinion of the one of those Amiram that says that by wine everybody agrees that you have to do two, because wine doesn't work by Rebbe Chatzeris. So Amar Rav Gidlo Rav, he says no. Hachikama, the Brice is saying, Oy ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pas, that either, as we had said before, that you could do an Erev in the chatzer with bread, umetaren kamek, and then you can be permitted in either one in the chatzer and in the mavli, oy mishtatvin b'mavli b'pas, or you can go ahead and create a shituv in the mavli with bread, because we're comparing the shituv to the Erev, and that is just like the Erev is done with bread, so too when we said the shituv, it was also talking about with bread, umetaren kamek, and then you're going to be permitted in both places. It's not a riot to say that when it said oy mishtatvin, it meant, or you're going to do that even with wine, which works by shituv. No, this opinion would hold that it means mishtatvin, as just like ma'arvin, which is with bread. So you could do it in either area, either in the area of the Rebbe Chatzeris, on the area shituv mevayis, because you don't have to do both, because you are semecha shituv makom erev. But this opinion holds it has to be done with bread and not with wine. So halacha, the Gemara concludes with this discussion that Amar Behuda Marav, halacha kriya meir, the halacha falls Reb Meir, that we're not semecha shituv makom erev, just doing the shituv mevayis will not work for the Rebbe Chatzeris, and you're going to have to make a separate joining together of the houses in their chatzer, which would not help by the fact that their chatzer joined with the other chatzeris to make the larger area of the mavri one. You would have to do it separately. Rav Huna Amar, he has a different version of this halacha. He says mina kriya meir, the custom falls Reb Meir, and finally Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says that not even that the custom is that, but Naguha Am Kriya Meir, the nation, the people have allowed themselves to follow the opinion of Reb Meir, which, as Rashi explains, the Gemara in the last parak of Masechtas Tainis explains the definition of these three terms of halacha, minig, and nagu. That halacha is, and this is what they lecture on by the shiurim that they give, that the halacha follows Reb Meir, this is what we tell the people, this is the halacha. Minig is that we don't lecture to the public, but if someone comes to ask us, we say that this is what you should do. And Nagu, that this is what the people have done, is that we don't even tell people. If they come to ask us a shayla, we don't even tell them to do this. However, if a person follows this opinion, then we don't protest and we say, okay, what you've done is good and it's okay. However, ultimately, this is what the Gemara is saying, that the halacha falls Reb Meir, that a person should not rely on the shituf b'makom erev. You have to do a separate shituf mevayis and a separate Rebbe Chatzeris. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, talking about the topic that we were speaking about, of similar to the Mishnah before, of Shetuf and Mavai. So now we're talking about Rebbe Chatzeris, which is a question, do you have to go ahead and create an Erev, or do you not? In other words, are these areas considered separate, distinct areas, and therefore they have to join together? Or do you view it as one larger Shasa Yachar, and therefore they wouldn't have to go ahead and create a Rebbe Chatzeris, which is the principle that makes it as one? So the Mishnah begins. Chamisha Chaburis. If there's five groups, that they're staying in one large mansion. Now, if it's one mansion, one house, so it would seem that what do you have to make an Erev? It's one Rishus HaYachid. However, they split up the mansion into five different parts. And each part has an entryway from this mansion into the courtyard. And now this courtyard has many other houses that are open into this courtyard. So now they have to all go ahead and create a Rebbe Chatzeris. So now, regarding these five groups in this one mansion, b'shami oimim, erev l'chol chabura b'chabura, that you have to make a separate erev for every single group in this home with the rest of the people in the chatzim. And that is because b'shami considers each one of their areas distinct and separate, and therefore every group has to give their own bread to join in the chatzim, because he considers each one of these groups in this one house, in this one mansion, like five different homes. And therefore, even if they're coming to go ahead in the same mansion, to go from one group to the other group, they would have to make their own Erev within this own traklin, in this own big mansion. Basila Misila say, no. Erev Echa Lekulim. Basila say that, no, they have to offer one Erev for all of them. And the reason being, because this separation, this mechitza, that separates the five different groups, is not considered a separation of an area, because as the Gemara is going to explain, we're talking about a very shallow, a very low wall, and therefore, they can go ahead and offer together their one Erev to the rest of the people on the chatzim. And therefore, same thing goes in the traklin itself. In the mansion, if they're going to carry from one group to another, they could do it without an Erev, because the mansion, this one domain, this one Rishas Yachad, joins them together. And since between themselves, they don't need to go ahead and make an Erev. So technically, in Halacha, they're viewed as if they're one. And therefore, one of them could be a shliach for all of them, as the Gemara says later on, that when five people collect their Erev, in other words, when you have five different homes in one courtyard, and then they go ahead and join together to create their Rub Chatzeres, they become like one Rishus. And therefore, when they want to go ahead and now join with another Chatzer, they just have to take one Erev from all of them to go ahead and join with the other Chatzeres. They don't have to get now collect from each one. Same thing over here, that everyone here in this Traklin, since we view them as one, all they have to do now is offer one piece of bread, one part of the Erev, for the rest of the people in the Chatzer, and they don't need a separate one from each one. However, the Mishnah does say, Umaydim, that Basil do agree that Bisman Shemiktsas and Shruin Bechadorm, Oy Ba'aliyah, that if some of them are living in different rooms or in the attic, which now they obviously on some level are like five different homes, and it's not similar to like five people that collected their Erev to make them one, because here they did not join together, that then, Shein Tzrichin Erev L'chol Chabur B'chabur, then yes, they would agree to B'shamai, that each one would have to offer their own separate bread to be joined in the Erev, because now they are considered separate, distinct domains and areas, and therefore they would have to join together. Now the Gemara explains this Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman. The machlokes we have, if they're considered separate rishuyas, separate domains, and therefore to require each one their own Erev, or that they're considered as one like Basil, and they only have to go ahead and join with one part of the Erev, is bimasipus, is by a shallow wall made out of small pieces of wood of twigs, where the Basil holds that we consider it like still like one home. And therefore, it's like five people that joined together in the Erev. We hear also it's as if they had joined together, although they didn't make a joint Erev in this mansion itself, but we view them really as one. Although they're separate, they're really as one, because it's not really considered that they're divided by this mesipas, by this shallow wall made out of twigs. Av mechitza asara, but if, let's say, this mansion was now subdivided for these five different groups with walls made out of tentfachim, Divrei HaKoil, Erev L'chol Chabur Chabur, the Ibn Beis Hill would agree that you have to make a separate Erev for each separate group, because then we would view them as five different homes, which have their own openings into the Chatzar, and they would have to join together with their own Erevs, and it wouldn't be enough with one. That's one version of Rav Nachman. Ikadarmi, that those who say a different version of Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Nachman. Af b'masipas machlekes. Not like the first version that says that the machlekes is only b'masipas, only by this low, shallow wall made out of this thin piece of wood. But even by the masipas is the machlekes. In other words, don't say that Beis Shammai, they only say it's forbidden, that they cannot go ahead and use one piece of bread, only if it's a wall made out of tentfachim. But by masipas, Beis Shammai would agree that there you don't have to go ahead and make a separate area for each one, because it's not a separation. This is a shallow, it's a weak wall. There you would say that Beis Shammai would agree that, like Beis Hillel, that you only need to have one. No, that even by this Masipas, even there Beis Shammai are usher, but not that they agree by the case of Mechitza. Even by the case of Mechitza, Beis Hillel would say that it's going to be permitted. It's just that even by Masipas, even there Beis Shammai hold that it's going to be usher, it's going to be considered separation. So on that, the Gemara says other opinions now. And the Gemara on Amud Beis will conclude with all these four opinions. We have two versions of Rav Nachman. And now the Gemara brings Pligiba regarding our Mishnah. There's a Machlekes Reb Chiyav Reb Shimon B'Rabbi. Chadam one says that the Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Basil is B'mechitzis HaMegiyas L'Tikar. This that we have in our Mishnah, this Machlekes regarding these walls, if we consider these five groups in the mansion as separate domains or not, are only if the walls reach the ceiling. But if the walls do not reach the ceiling, then even if they are 10 tefachim high, then everybody, even Beis Shammai, would agree that it's enough to have one Erev for all of them. Now, Rashi comments that this opinion of one of these two Amarim argues on both versions of Rav Nachman. Because according to the first version of Nachman, where there the wall was 10 tefachim, that he said even Beis Hillel agrees that it's going to be considered a separate domain, and therefore everyone will have to give their own Erev. Here this opinion says that even if it reaches the ceiling, that Beis Hillel argue and hold that they will not have to join separately, and it's enough to do one Erev. And according to the second version of Rav Nachman, we're there that even by Mesipas, Beishame and Mesil argue, and that Beishame will argue and say that it's forbidden even by Mesipas. Here this opinion says that even if the Mechitzas are 10 Tfachim high, even there Beishame will not say it's forbidden, because only if the walls actually reach the ceiling, only there will Beishame say it's Asa. So definitely he's not going to say that it's Asa when it's just these Mesipas, which are low, and they're these weak type of walls. So therefore this opinion argues on both versions of Rav Nachman. Finally, the fourth opinion, Chadom, and the other one of these two Amiram of Reb Chinen, Reb Shimon Bar Rabbi, he says the machlekes b'mechitzas she'ein magis l'tikar. The machlekes was only regarding walls that do not reach the ceiling. A machlekes magis l'tikar, but regarding walls that do reach the ceiling, and that's how it was subdivided. This mansion, the ve'akol, then everybody agrees in Beis Hillel that tzrichin erev l'chol chabur b'chabur, that then you would have to make a separate erev for each one, because that's like considered now an apartment building, so to speak. You put up these walls, they reach the ceiling. You subdivided this mansion, and of course Beis Hillel would agree that you would have to make an Erev for each one individually. That's the last of the four opinions. We continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks, Meisvei, we're going to ask on all four opinions based on this Braisa. Amrim Yehuda HaSaber, Yehuda the thinker said, which because he was very sharp, he was called HaSaber, Loi nechluku Beishame Bezhil Amachitzes HaMageis HaTurka. Beishame Bezhil did not argue regarding walls that reached the ceiling, Shetzrichin Erev L'chol Chabur V'chabur, that you would have to make a separate Erev for each one, because it reached the ceiling that's totally cut off from the other thing, and they have their own openings. So definitely we consider as different apartments and different Rishuyas, and you would have to make an Erev for each one individually. Amah nechluku, regarding what did Beishame Bezhil argue? Amachitzes She'im HaGeis HaTurka, regarding the walls that don't reach it all the way up to the ceiling. Shebeishame Yoimrim Erev L'chol Chabur V'chabur, where Beishame Bezhil, it doesn't make a difference, since the walls are 10 tefachim, they separate areas, because that's always the dimension of a wall, it separates it, and therefore even though it doesn't reach the ceiling, you would have to take a separate air from each one. Beis Hillel say no, Erev Echad L'Kulan, if it doesn't reach the ceiling, it's enough to make an Erev for one of them, from one for all of them. Now the Gemara explains the question on all these four opinions. So, according to the one that had said that the machlokes regarding Beisham Basil was only regarding when the walls reached the ceiling to Yufta. So that's definitely a refutation of him over here, because Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber said that Beis Hillel agree when the mechitzas reached the ticker that it is considered separate domains and you would have to take a separate Erev. That opinion had said that no, the Beis Hillel argue even if it reaches the ceiling that you will not have to take a separate one for each one. So that definitely refutes that opinion. According to the other Amora that said that the machlekes was if the walls do not reach the ceiling, but if it does reach the ceiling, that even Beis Hillel agree that it's considered a separate area. So Siyata, he is supported from this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber, which says the same thing like him, that the machlekes is only if it doesn't reach, but if it does reach, then even Beis Hillel agrees. According to the first version of Rav Nachman, that he said that the machlekes between Beisham and Beis Hillel was regarding this masipas, this shallow wall made out of twigs, this weak wall, but if it was a mechitza, a real wall, that there Beis Hillel agrees, to Yuftik, that opinion is refuted, because here we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber said that mechitzas that do not reach the ceiling, that Rabbi Beis Hillel say that it's mutter, even if they're mechitzas. It's just that by Magias Latikra, that their Beis Hillel agree that it's going to be aser, that you have to take a separate one. But even if it's mechitzas, that it will be aser, that it will be enough for one for all of them, if it's even though it's mechitzas, as long as not magias latikra. Not like that opinion of Rav Nachman, which said that no, Beis Hillel say it's only mutter b'mesipas by these shallow, weak walls. But if it was a real mechitza, that Beis Hillel would agree. It's not true. He doesn't agree if it's mechitzas, if it's not magias latikra. Now, lahach lishnu d'amr Rav Nachman, af b'mesipas machlokes, according to the second version of Rav Nachman, that he said that even by mesipas there's a machlokes, and that is that even by mesipas, even by these weak walls, still Beishame considers it as separate domains, and that you're going to have to take an air from each one. Lemet tahavet tuyifta, should we say that even this opinion is refuted from this braisa, because we learned by Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber that by mechitzas they do argue, but sounds like that by Mesipas, that Beishame would agree that it would not be considered as separate areas, and rather that they would be permitted, because it sounds like that the Machlikas was regarding walls, that only walls that don't reach the ceiling, but walls that do reach the ceiling, that they still agrees. But something less than walls, which would be regarding Mesipas, that even Beishame did not say that it's Asa. So Amalachar of Nachman, Nachman says no. Please give him Mechitza. They argue regarding Mechitza as what Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber had said. V'u'adim b'mesibis, and they also argue regarding, even if it's not real full-fledged walls, it's these weak walls that are made out of twigs, and it's a low wall. But although Rabbi Yehuda Saba only said in reference to walls, the reason why he picked that case was to tell you the strength of the pinyan basil, that even if it is real walls that are 10 tefachim high, if it doesn't reach the ceiling, that even there basil is going to say that it's mutter. But not that they don't argue by Masipas. Really, they argue even there, but he wanted to say the chiddush in the pinyan basil. On that, the Gemara asked, but Valiflikibim Masipas, why didn't we say that they argue regarding this wall of Masipas, which is made out of these twigs, which are very shallow? Lo diacha kechin b'sham, he could have said the reverse type of a chiddush. He could have said that even there, b'sham, he say, whoa, there's a wall, even though it's some aray type of wall, not a strong wall, and still even b'sham, he says that there it's going to be considered separate areas to require air for each one. Now the Gemara says, koyach de'ater adif, what we say throughout Shas, that to say the strength of a lenient opinion is better than a stringent one. Because stringent, you could always be stringent because you don't lose. The leniency shows the greater strength of the opinion, and therefore we wanted to say, the chiddush of Beis Hillel, that even by a wall he's going to say that it's mutter, you don't have to take an error from each one, rather than say the chiddush of Beis Shammai, that he says, also even by Masipas. So la'ocha, the Gemara says, Amrav Nachm Amarav, Halacha ke Yehuda Saba, the halacha follows Yehuda Saba, that by walls that reach the ceiling, Beis Hillel agree that there it's going to be also. So although in our Mishnah that it says that Beis Hillel say that mechitza, that it's going to be mutter, but if it's Megiyas Latikra, that there Rabbi Yehuda Saba says, and halacha is like him, that even Beis Hillel would agree that we can consider them as separate domains, and each one has to take their own air. So Amrav Nachma Yitzchok Masdin Namideka. Our Mishnah seems to be precise like that opinion. Because we learned in our Mishnah, Umaydim, that Beis Hillel agree, Bizman Shemitzasun Shurim Bechadon Belias, when some of them are in separate rooms or on the second story, Shetzichin Erev L'chol Chabur V'chabur, that then you have to take a separate Erev for each group. Now, my Chadon and my Elias. So he proves, he says, what does it mean that they were in different rooms or on a different story? Ilim Chadon, if you say it's really different rooms, Chadon Mamish, that's what it means. It means literally different rooms that were never attached. It was never one big room that was then separate. It was a totally separate room. And Valias, Alias Mamash, what does it mean, a second story? It means literally a second story that was built. So Pshita, what do you mean? Obviously, it's separate rooms. It's considered a separate area that then when they have their own entrances, it's like a separate apartment. So what would be the Chiddush saying that Basil agree over there? Elav Ke'en Chador Mekein Alias. So you have to say that it means like separate rooms or like a separate story. Umayni, and what would that be? Mechitzas HaMegiyas L'Tirka. That would mean when you had subdivided a larger room with walls that reach the ceiling, Shema Minah, that is where Beis Hillel agree. And therefore you see like Yehuda Saber, that although Beis Hillel argue that they say it's mutter, even if it's separate walls, if it doesn't reach the ceiling, but if it reaches the ceiling, now it's Ke'en Chadam, like separate rooms, that the Beis Hillel would agree that you would have to take an Erev L'chol Echad Ve'echad. So then we learn in the Braisa, that elaborates on this halacha. When did we say this, that Beis Shammai hold that it's usur? In other words, Beis Shammai said, look, you have this, although it's one big mansion, but it was subdivided, and we had a machlokes regarding what Beis Shammai, when is it that he said that's usur, but he says that it's going to be usur. So we have in the Braisa that says, when did he say that it's going to be usur? In other words, that you would have to take a separate air for each one of these groups. When they take their Erev to a separate place, in other words, there's many homes that are in this courtyard. One of the homes is this mansion. If the Erev, which is always placed in one of the homes, is placed in one of the other homes in that courtyard, there is where Beis Shammai says that then you're going to have to take an Erev from each one of these groups separately. But if the Erev was being kept in the mansion, that is, all the different homes came and collected their breads and put in the mansion, on that, the Braisa says that there everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai, that then there would be enough from having one heir from all the people in this Trachlan, in this mansion. And that is, this Tana holds, that from the fact, obviously from the fact that this Tana is differentiating between if the bread was put in a different place or if the bread was brought to the mansion itself, that they hold that the reason of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not because they're arguing regarding these walls. Do we see it as a separate area or as the same area? Rather, even according to Beis Shammai, the mansion, the Trachlan, joins them together. And that is from one room to the other room, from these different groups, you don't have to make an Erev. And they're like five people that had joined together in the Erev. And they hold that by five people that joined together in the Chatzar, and then they're coming to join with another Chatzar, if they go ahead and they take their Erev, this is the point that Beis Shammai argues, one person cannot be the shliach for all of them. Rather, they all have to go ahead and bring their own bread. And that is the point of contention. That is, we view them as if they were five people in one court, or they joined together and view them as one Rishus HaYachim. Which is the same thing over here. They're the equivalent in this Traklin, even though they did not make an Erev, but view them as if they're one, and therefore from intra of this Traklin, you would not have to go ahead and make an Erev, and they could carry from one to the other. The problem becomes when they want to go ahead, which is the parallel of when you have one Chatzar trying to join with another Chatzar, which in this case would be this one big Traklin trying to join with the other Batim, the Chatzeres, where there, it's not enough for one of them to be the emissary, to be taking his bread, because they're all considered one person anyway, one a pluralistic Rishus HaYachad, they go out and join with the other ones. Rather, everyone would have to give their own bread. But if the Erev comes to the one of the homes, to the Traklin itself, then they're all equal. And that's the same thing if, let's say, the other Chatzeres are joining in with their Chatzer. Here also, this Traklin, since it's one Rishus, it's the same like five people that join together. Because if, according to Beis Shammai, as we had assumed up until now, that it would be considered as separate Rishuyas, and they did not join together, so therefore, even if the Erev comes to them, what's it going to help? If he says they're separate Rishuyas, why would it be enough for one for all of them? It should be the same as when the Erev is brought there, or if it's brought here. So obviously, this opinion holds that the point of contention between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not regarding the separation of the areas. We view them as one area, as if five people joined together, five homes and one Chatzar. Here are these five Chaburus in this one Traklin, and we view them as one. But the thing is, when you're coming to take to another area, that then each one will have to give their own bread, and therefore it's not enough for one, but when it's coming to them, then it's enough. They don't have to go ahead and create their own thing, just like if it's coming from another chatzar to their chatzar, they don't have to go ahead and join anything more. And that, the Gemara says, based on this, Kaman Ozlo HaDetanya. Therefore, who is this Bryce alike that says the following? Chamisha Shagavu Esei Reuben, five people that collected their Erev. In other words, they live in one courtyard, and they joined their courtyard. You have five homes open to this one chatzar. They went and collected it. They made a Reuben Chatzeres. Kishem Aleichen Esei Reuben L'makam Acher. When then they go ahead and take their Erev into another place. Let's say to join with another chatzar, to view both chatzeres as one large Rishus HaYachad. Erev Echel Akulin, that one of them could go ahead and do the Erev for the rest of the five. In other words, not all the five now have to take new bread and bring with the other Chatzar. One of the five could go ahead and take his bread, because he's considered as one large body as the other ones. It's like one person going. He doesn't have to have both hands and both feet taking the bread. They're considered one body. Here also considered one body. It could be taken to the other one. Come on, who's that like? Kabesil. That's like Besil. Like we just explained that was the point of contention between Misham Besil regarding if, let's say, these five Chaburis in this one Traklin, which they viewed in parallel as five people joining one Chatzar, when they want to join with the other homes, which in this case would be joining with what this Chatzar with another Chatzar, that there would be enough with one to go. That's the opinion Besil, which Misham Besil said that no, you have to have each one give. Therefore, this brisa would be like Basil. However, the Ikudami, that some say a different version of the brisa, and therefore we'll see the ramification who that brisa would be like. That this version of the brisa says, when did we say regarding this machlekes Beis Shammai Basil, regarding if it's enough with one Erev for all of them, or each one needs a separate Erev? That's only if the Erev came to them. There is where we had the machlekes. But if they, the different groups in this mansion, were taking and putting the Erev in one of the other homes in the courtyard, that their divrei, that their everybody would hold, even the Beis Hill, that Tzrichin Erev l'chol chabur b'chabur, that each chabur would have to give their own separate Erev, and that the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill is that Beis Shammai hold, that even though it is one Rishus, and it's considered like five people that join together in the Erev, and the Erev comes to them, even so, they would all have to go ahead and join in the Erev. And that there, even there, Beis Shammai was saying, even if it comes to them, you would have to, each one would give separately. And Basil hold on, no, since the Erev comes to them, as we had assumed in the first version of the Braisa, that even Beis Shammai had said that, and here we're saying that he argues in that, if it comes to them, then they don't have to give more than one. But if they're going to another Chatzar, and in this case would be if they're going to another home in this Chatzar, that then each one would have to join, even according to Beis Hillel. Now, based on that, Kaman Azla HaDetanya, so according to this version, who is the Braisa like that says the following of Chamisha Shegoven Esei Reuben, where five people go ahead and collect their Erev, in other words, they make a Reuben Chatzeres, Kishamalichin Esei Reuben L'makam Acha, then when they go ahead and take their Erev into another courtyard, into another area, that their Erev Echel Akulon, that it's enough for one of them to go ahead and take and join and make the Erev with the other area, Kaman, who is that like? Deloy Kechad. That's not like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel, because according to the second version is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel only argue regarding if the Erev was made in the Traklin. But if it's made out of the Traklin, that even Beis Hillel would agree that each one of the Chaburis would have to give their own separate Erev, even though they are the equivalent of Chamisha Shagavu Eser Reuben. So therefore this Braisa says that Chamisha Shagavu Eser Reuben, only one has to go ahead and join because he's considered like the messenger, the one hand of the whole body. And here we're saying that both Rishon Basil say, not like that Braisa, because they both agree when you're going to go ahead and join in another area, that then each one would have to give, and even Basil would say it's not enough with one for all of them. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, a similar theme like the previous Mishnah, discussing a case which is debatable if it's considered as separate domains and therefore you would have to take an area for each one, or if you view them as one larger area and therefore just like one home, even though it has separate rooms, it would not require a separate Reuben Chatzeis for each room, rather for the whole home, it's considered as one big Rishus. So the Mishnah begins. Regarding brothers that ate by their father's table, and that is, they lived on a courtyard in an estate, and they were brothers that they were ate by their father. However, they slept in their own homes. Now they, their father, and other people lived in the same courtyard. So it wasn't just their estate that was owned by the father. Rather, there were many other homes in that courtyard. But they went and they ate by their father, but they slept at home. So the halacha is trichin erev l'kol echad ve'echad, that each one needs their own Erev. And therefore, if they want to go ahead and join the Erev with the rest of the people in the Chatzar, that each one of the brothers, although they eat by the father, they have to go ahead and join with their own bread in the Erev. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Lefikach im shochach echad mehem lo Erev. So therefore, if one of the brothers forgot to go ahead and join in the Erev, then mevatel es rishus, he has to nullify his rights of domain. In other words, if he wants to join, if they want to make an Erev, he has to go ahead and mevatel his rishus. However, the Mishnah says, Amasai, when did we say this halacha? Bisman shemelichin eruvay lamakam achad. That's only if they're going ahead and taking their Erev to another place. In other words, if they're putting it to one of the other homes of the people in the Chatzar. And that is, since we're requiring an Erev, so the Gemara says that it's based on the principle of migui, that since there are other dwellers there in the Chatzar, which make it forbidden on them to carry because it's not a complete rishus yachad, so they too now go ahead and make it usur, all the brothers individually. And therefore, each one has to give their own bread. And that is, since they are considered on some level separate dwellers over here regarding the lina where they sleep, because although they eat by their father, but they sleep at home. And as the Gemara will explain, that even their eating is not really done on their father's table. Rather, they get these like pekalach, they get this wrapped lunch to go. They don't eat by their father. They only eat in their own home. So therefore, we do view them as separately. But that's only, again, if the chatzah, if the Erev is being done in one of the other homes in the chatzah. Avlam hoya Erev, but if the Erev of the whole entire chatzah, ba'atzlan, came to them, meaning, what do we mean them? We mean their house of their father, where there they don't have to join in the Erev. As the Gemara said on Daf Mem Tesem at Alf in Perek Misha Tziu, that regarding the home where the Erev is placed in, that home itself does not actually have to give from the bread. And that is because his home, which where he has his own stuff, is considered the actual makam of where the Rishus is. So he doesn't have to join in. He is that Rishus Yachad. Now they are considered subsidiary and part of that greater area of their father's home. So then, if it comes to them, or another equivalent of this halacha would be, if there are no other dwellers, b'chatzar, in this courtyard, and that is, there's no other dwellers that require, that make the necessity of its inception of requiring an Erev, because there's no one else here to make it a non-rishus ha-yachad, then einan tzrichin la'arav. Then on these two cases, again, if the Erev comes to their father's home, or if there's no one else besides the father and the brothers, then they do not have to make an Erev, because then we view them as this pluralistic rishus ha-yachad, and that is, although they are separate, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, on some level we view them as part of the father's rishus. So depending if there are other people, then we say that they do have to have their own bread. But if there's no one else, or if the Erev comes to the father's home, then they do not have to make an Erev chatzeis. So the Gemara explains. One thing we could prove from our Mishnah, the Gemara says, is Shmamino Mokum Li Negarim. Obviously, the place where one sleeps is what causes it to be considered regarding what domain it is, if it's a separate area or not. And that is because had they slept in their father's home, then even, it sounds like from the Mishnah, if the Erev would be in one of the other homes in this chatzar, we would not require them to make their own Erev. Rather, their father could do it and that would be enough. Therefore, the Gemara says, this should refute the opinion of Rav, which the Gemara is going to bring at the end of this sugya, that he says, Mokum Pita Garim. He says, no. What defines if it's a separate area or not is depending on where you eat your bread, not where you sleep. Now, these people ate by their father's house, and yet still we consider them as separate areas, which they have to give their own Erev. Why? According to Rav, that says it's where you eat that defines your Rishus, your Mokum Dira. If we eat by our father, so we view as if we live there, and we're part of his household, so why do we have to give our own Erev for the Erev B'chatzeres? And that the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yehudim Rav. It's not a Shaila on Rav, because B'mekabli Prashanu. The case that we're talking about in the Mishnah is not that they actually eat by their father, but rather they get food from his kitchen and then they go in and take it and eat it at home. And therefore, since they take it from the father's home and they don't eat literally there by the table, therefore we don't view that, even according to Rav, that says Mokum Pita Goyim, as if they're part of the father's household, and therefore they would have to join in their own Erev with their own bread. So nothing more brings the Braisa, that's the source of this Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel regarding what is the cause of the Mokum Dira. Is it the bread or is it where you sleep? So turn about the Braisa. Misha Yesh Le Beishar. If someone has a gatehouse, Achsadro, Marpesa, these are different types of porch and openings and areas, entryways into homes and to different complexes. So if he has one of these areas, B'chatz HaVeri, in the courtyard of his friend, Hareza Eino Eisrolav, he does not make it forbidden for his friend, doesn't consider it as if he has something over here and therefore it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's a joint owned area, because this is not considered a Mokum Dira that makes it Asr. Rather, what does? Beis HaTevin, if he has a place where the straw is kept, Beis HaBakar is where the cattle is kept, Beis HaEitzim, the place where the wood is kept, or Beis HaEitzim is the place where things are stored, Harezo Eisrolav, then this Tanakama says that then he would make it forbidden on his friend, because look, I am a joint owner in this area, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, we would have to make a Rebbe Chatzeis for you to carry in this area. Behuda says no. It only thing that makes it forbidden to say that you are a joint owner in this area is only if a place of dwelling. Now, you don't dwell in a straw house or in a place where things are stored, and therefore, although you have that in that person's domain, that does not make it a non-Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, it won't make it forbidden. And Amr Yehuda says, I'll prove this. There was a story with Ben Nafka, that he had five different courtyards in Usha. And they came in front of the sages to decide on this, if he was going to make it forbidden on them or not. And they said, the only thing that makes it forbidden for the other person is a place of dwelling. And therefore, the ones that are not a problem. And the Gemara asks, does it make sense, this terminology of a house of dwelling, which would sound like even Beishar, because that's still a bias, although it's a gatehouse, but it's still a bias, so, and which could be used for Dira. Is that so? But this is Rabbi Yehuda arguing on the Tanakama, and even the Tanakama says that Beishar is not going to work. Ele'ema Mokum Dira, the Gemara says, the terminology is a place of dwelling, where a person lives, that is what defines his Rishus, and only if he has that in that person's rishus, will that say we view it as a joint and therefore requiring a Erev Chatzeis? But if he has one of these other things, even a Beis Tevin or a Beis Eitzim, that's now going to make it us. On that, the Gemara says, my Mokum Dira, what is it? What is the place of a person's dwelling that defines him as living there and therefore requiring Erev Chatzeis or not? Now we have the Machlikis. Rav Amar Rav says, we continue on top of Ayin Gimel and Aleph, Mokum Pita. It's the place of the bread, which means the place where the person eats. That defines that as his rishus. And if he eats in that domain, then it's going to make it us for that person to require Rebbe Chatzeres. Shmuel Amar Mokum Lina. Shmuel says the place where a person sleeps. However, either way, this is the pin Rebbe Yehuda where he holds it's not enough with a base Tevin and all these different cases. It has to be a Mokum Dira. On that Mokum Dira, we have Machlekes. Is it where the person sleeps or is it where the person eats? Which one defines it as his Mokum Dira, which would make it as a problem for the other person of requiring a Rebbe Chatzeres?